What's going on, brother? It's been a while, man. Great to see you. Family's doing well?
Yeah, man. Yeah, kids are all in college now, Johnny. I mean, I'm an
Jesus.
empty nester, dude, for the first time in my entire life. It's kind of crazy.
Jesus,
My wife
man.
and I are like, we're having a good time, and thank God I love her still.
Same
So,
here.
and she loves me. So,
Same here.
yeah.
My wife's back working. I'm back working.
Cool.
Yeah, we got money coming in, not setting the world on fire, but we're living.
Hey.
That's all you could ask for, man.
It's all in God's time, buddy. You know that. You know
Yep.
that.
And the kid's doing great. She's back at school. Her grades are up because her grades were
Cool.
going down. And
Yeah.
she's usually a straight A student. The online shit was killing her.
Oh, it's
It
crazy.
was killing her, dude.
Hey, are they mandating vaccinations with kids?
Not yet.
All
Not yet. Have
crazy
you
ass California.
gotten vaccinated?
Hell no, bro.
Same
Come
here,
on.
bro.
Are you
Yes.
kidding me?
Fuck that.
Look, I can stick my chest out. I got COVID back la a year ago. Well, almost a year ago. It was December. And man, it had me for 2 days, and literally that was it. And I've been fighting ever since. I've been fighting for 51 years. Why change up the script now and throw something that's
That's exactly what I said, man.
crazy in your body?
It's like, why flip the script? I'm 40. I'm going to be 43 in January. I'm in probably the best shape of my life. Like, I feel like I'm in my 20s. I exercise regularly. I take care of myself. And I did get COVID. And ironically, I went and did some movies. I went and did stunt training. I went and did some TV commercials and TV shows around hundreds of people traveling on airplanes, whatever. Didn't catch it. My wife goes to work and she catches it because they opened up the strip. Like, she
Yeah, of course.
bartends.
Yeah, of
So
course.
they opened up like national, like traveling and all that kind of stuff, like international traveling, I should say. And so she catches it. And I knew when she came home, I could tell. I'm like, fuck, she got it. And I'm like, I'm gonna get it too. So the first thing I do is have sex with her. So I'm like, it's inevitable. So let me contract this virus
Let me
and get
get
it
it
over
while
with.
let me get it and get it while I can. You know what I mean?
Get it over with. And so, I do it and I get it. And it was so funny. I was watching a UFC fight. This goes back many months, about 3 months ago.
So you got
And
it 3 months ago.
yeah,
Right on, right on.
after all these years, 2 years almost of doing all this stuff, ambitious stuff, traveling New Jersey, whatever, doing films in, Georgia and all these other places, and then California, and then I catch it at home. And bro, I was trying to eat something and I couldn't taste it. I'm watching the UFC, so I'm like, ah, oh, they got me. They got me. So I go around the house, I smell and eat. Like, I take an onion and eat it, like an apple, nothing.
Dude, it's the craziest thing. It's the craziest. You know what's crazy in my sitch? I did not lose taste nor smell.
It's different for a lot of people. I lost it for a month. I was so depressed.
I think Robert still has remnants of it, to be honest with you. He always is
Yeah.
saying, "Oh, I can't. How does this taste?" And if we're having, out to eat or something like that. But I think he should be coming in here soon. I don't.
I'm gonna tell you what, man. Like, I went around the house, I was smelling candles, trying everything. And then what I decided to do was grab a bottle of tequila and just start doing
Dude.
shots. I'm like, fuck, I can't taste it. Why not just go for it? Got hammered.
Well, dude, if you can't, who cares, right? Let's just get it going.
I was
And
just eating everything. I didn't care.
you know the crazy thing is like it for like I said, it for me it was two days, and I just knew it as well. On a Friday, I was
Yeah.
like, oh my gosh. So Saturday, Sunday down. And then, dude, I had to quarantine because I didn't want Robert to get it. I didn't want anyone else. So
Sure.
everyone else were I sent everyone else home. I came to work. I was here Monday morning. I was like, it's not gonna get me. You know what I mean? I'm healthy. I actually got on vitamin E and K or
Yes.
D and E, D and whatever, super fast. And Life Pack Organics, obviously, we've been taking it every day. And studies are just coming out like crazy, how beneficial CBD and the monoclonal stuff, because this mRNA that literally changes your DNA. So CBD has the effects of so that it doesn't change it. It's crazy. It's a super dynamic world. So
Yes, sir. And your product with LifePak, I mean, it's like a multivitamin supplement with CBD, which is like a hybrid of just awesome, man. Like, I honestly think that that's why I'm as healthy as I am. Like, you know, when my wife got it, she only, it only lasted 3 days for her. Mine lasted a while. Yeah. I got it way worse. Now, I didn't have any like respiratory issues. No coughing, no sneezing, no congestion. The only thing I couldn't taste, I couldn't smell, and I was sleepy. Like I would just like Baby Yoda style from like Mandalorian. Just like I go do my laundry, bro, and just like pass out. Like that's enough for me for today. I'm done. You know, like
It's been good though, man. We're getting back into it too. And in California, as you probably can imagine, I mean, California and Nevada somewhat go hand in hand. In fact, Robert and I were there, I think, a week after you guys put the mandate of the masks back in.
Back in, yep.
And I'm like, and we were there literally 3 weeks prior. And I'm like, this is amazing. We're back. And then all of a sudden we weren't.
Well, the thing was too, I think one of the reasons why my wife picked it up and then eventually I got it. All right. So we got big news in the world, which we're going to unpack in a moment. I'm an outer space nerd. Okay. So we're going to outer space right now. And William Shatner went there today, which I think is amazing. Yeah. Captain Kirk was in outer space. That actually happened. You know, anyone could pick this question up. What's your all thoughts about this? I have plenty, but I want you guys to take it.
You know what? Not being such a enormous space nerd, but I was really impressed by it, to be honest with you. A, I didn't know what was happening, but the minute I saw it on news, I was glued, perplexed by the fact that Captain Kirk was going to be in space, be it for whatever it was, 3 to 5 minutes. I don't know exactly, but man, it's quite surreal. And I think that if, when you do unpack it, and he was somewhat blown away as well by the enormity of it. And I think as we all would.
And it's a full bar. I mean, it has Wi-Fi and you get to sit in the seat. What was it, Jimmy? 12 hour flight?
Yeah. 6 to 12 hour flight for 50K.
Dude, not bad.
I mean, honestly, I would spend 50K just to say I took a dump in space. I mean, like they have a bathroom. Like you actually could use the bathroom in space.
You could take a shit in outer space.
Like that is just the coolest thing ever. And then I think eventually when they start bringing them up and you could stay up there overnight, like in a suite, I mean, just think about like that's a whole nother.
Yeah, man. Your kid got conceived in space. Right? Think about it, dude. That's pretty crazy.
Would you consider the kid an alien then?
We were talking about sending a group of prisoners.
No. Say what you said. He said a group of cholos
and mic it up.
And two or three of them just got out of the pen. You send them up and they're just like, damn, what the what's happening right here, homie? Like, and just to see the reaction organically.
Yeah. Dude, that's a Netflix show waiting to happen, man.
I wouldn't reveal too much. Someone's going to steal this. Yeah. Someone's going to steal your idea.
What if they start
like a boxing match in space? Like, send two fighters up.
Oh, my gosh.
Just call it. I mean, that would be. And they have to float. And they're floating around inside this dome and they got to fight. So he's like bouncing off walls.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a new sport.
I do like the idea of sports in space, anything taking place in space. So here are some particulars. The speed of this thing was over 2,000 miles per hour. Let's digest and process that. Yeah, it went up over 300,000 feet, which is the equivalent of like 65 miles above the ground. All right. It parachutes down. After 10 minutes of flight, it friggin' parachutes. Remember Star Wars when like C-3PO and R2-D2 like take that little escape pod, you know, from the Star Destroyer? That's pretty much what this looked like, but with a parachute. I mean, dude, that parachute's got it. That parachute game is on point.
Oh, yeah.
Like, think about that parachute game. That's got to be a really great parachute. So if you're going to ever skydive, see who the parachute person was that made that shit.
I'm surprised that they didn't sell the ad space on that parachute.
I'm sure they will. Yeah,
that's a hardcore parachute.
But what if the parachute just exploded out?
Yeah,
Life Pack
Organics. There it is.
No, with our powder,
powder everybody.
Yeah,
but Blue Origin is the one I went up there to help these guys out. And 600 people have only been to space in time that we know of. Only 600 people. That was, when you think about that, it's not a lot of people.
There's more people than that.
They're sneaking up there.
But now we'll start getting now we'll start getting more. And speaking of which, I totally believe in aliens, you know, absolutely. And I wonder this. Now, this is going to be a crazy question along the lines of like how we fall off the rails. Why do aliens always have to anally probe people? Like, I find that very disturbing. Like, what is their fascination? Like, what are they going to gain from anally probing people?
Johnny, that's kind of new to me, buddy. I have not heard that that is an entry point.
Oh, it's a thing. Check it out. It's a real thing.
That's
where are you going? Anal probe, alienanalprobe.com, or what do you do?
No, it's like if you watch these movies, like, or even like South Park, aliens have a fascination.
Hey, Johnny, South Park's not real.
I know it's not real.
I mean, I'm just saying it's a cartoon.
Are you serious?
Well, you know, that and The Simpsons. I mean, it's kind of neck and neck.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just the thing. And for whatever reason, historically, that's what they do. They go after buttholes.
Wow.
But I do not want to meet an alien.
Yeah. I do not want to meet an alien either.
No, no. Starts looking at you sideways. Like, as you walk away, you're like, hey, yeah, maybe.
I also want to mention that the dude from Amazon, the guy that runs Amazon, Jeff, was up there. Yeah. And that's pretty impressive. And, you know, Shatner, he is 90 years old.
Yeah.
Think about that. 90 years old, man.
Like, yeah, he takes life pack every day. What do you expect?
There you go.
I mean, come on.
So William was up there. He was kicking ass in outer space. And would you guys do it? I would go up.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Hell yeah.
I don't think so.
Why wouldn't you go, James?
I don't know. There's no need for me at this point. It's not going to broaden my horizons, I don't believe. And I don't know. Maybe
you're afraid of the aliens and the butt rape.
Yeah, well, you know, if I get abducted up there, I don't know I'll ever know about it anyway.
To be honest with you, when I'm showing up, I'm dressed like Star Wars.
There you go. What, like a...
No, I would be a stormtrooper.
A stormtrooper, that was
all. And I'll walk up and they're like, did this guy really dress like a stormtrooper? Dude, just think about that though. And we pull out our lightsabers, and me and you, Johnny, we fight in space, like to make it official.
Yeah. You get that on your resume. Like, well, what have you done? What are your accolades?
Well, no, special skills. Special skills.
Special skills. I fought in outer space.
Yeah. You know, like, awesome, man. Yeah.
100%. Speaking of fighting, I've been training a lot. What about you, Robert? You're training?
I try to every day. I have that fight coming up in December, so it's going to be interesting.
Oh, can you tell us about the fight?
Lightly, I signed an NDA. But yeah, I'm going to be fighting another CEO from another lifestyle health and wellness corporation. The fight's being taken place somewhere in New York, and it's in December. They were supposed to be in November. They pushed it to December.
Of course.
And I get to bring five people with me, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, obviously sponsored by Life Pack Organics. Come on.
I wish you tremendous luck. I'm rolling out in January in a boxing match. So
are you?
Yeah.
Boxing.
Yeah. More that's news amazing. On that. So yeah, dude, I got my weight down to 160 pounds from 190.
Wow. You know,
in 18 months. Yeah, I really put work in. And I feel great. I feel like I'm in my 20s again. I'm going to be fucking 43 by the time I fight.
Yep.
That's awesome. You know?
Speaking of fighting in sports, did you guys see Wilder Fury?
Didn't see it. Yeah. Massive, did you watch it?
Yes. Massive fight. Tremendous. 5 knockdowns in a heavyweight world championship bout.
Yep.
Both guys were swinging for the fences. Sports has been great. The Yankees failed me. You guys are still alive with the Dodgers, right?
Yep. Tomorrow we got our final game 5.
It's big.
And I'll tell you, we get them out of the way and we're good. We're good to go.
That's been one hell of a series.
I know. They got us 6 of 8 times this year.
Yeah.
They beat us 6 out of 8 times.
Yep.
It's crazy. Oh, I'm sorry. Those were 6 of 8 at home. That was our home series. It was bananas this year. So
everything has been, but I tell you what, sports has been great. Football has been wonderful. I've been following the Raiders a lot out here in Vegas. It's kind of hard not to be a Raiders fan now that they're out here.
Well, you're wearing the colors. Look at your black and silver right there,
man. Sir. Yes, sir.
Got your bowling shirt on.
That's right. I went old school on this, man. I was watching Shocker Sopranos earlier. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to rock my bowling shirt today.
Yeah. You know? Hey, really quick, what do you think about Gruden getting fired?
I think he deserved to go. Mm-hmm. You know, when you start slandering people's, you know, sexuality, race, culture, customs, I have a hard time with that. Yeah. Like, I don't see any, like, I mean, I have friends that are from all different aspects of life, whether it's sexuality, race, whatever. I love everybody, man. I'm like a hippie. I'm a Buddhist, for Christ's sakes. So when it comes down to it, like when I saw and heard the extent of what this guy did, I really was like, this guy got to go. He's a piece of shit.
He's a cancer. And he came out and says,
no excuses.
Yeah,
he won't be missed. Let me put it that way.
Really?
You know, like, he won't be missed. Golden Knights last night kicked some serious ass.
Well, dude, they just took off the Seattle team.
Yep.
The brand new expansion team.
Yep. First game, the Kraken. Yeah. I know the guy. Okay, check this out. John Greco has been on my show before. I used to work for WWE, and then he was the showrunner for Golden Knights, the whole entertainment experience. And then he moved from here to Seattle and worked for the Kraken, and is still working for Kraken as the entertainment director for the entertainment experience at their stadium. Yeah, great guy. I mean, and so well-deserving. He's so awesome. He's so cool.
So if we make it to Seattle, we'll get some tickets.
Yes. Dude, he hooked me up like front row to WWE, and we had wrestlers thrown on us. My family was absolutely incredible. But, cool. You know, I thought it was funny because I texted him. I'm like, this is a conflict of interest for you, right? Like, kind of, sort of. Like, you used to work for the Golden Knights, and now your team's playing them, like, as their opener for their season. Now, that was out here in Vegas at T-Mobile, and I'm going to go to a Knights game very soon, but I know some people that were out there. My boy, Jason Feinberg, who works for Fox News, who was also on my show recently, great guy, was out there and just loved the experience. Have you guys ever seen a hockey game live before?
Yes.
I heard it's really badass. Cool. Yeah.
I was just a little tiny knucklehead.
But yeah, this is fun. Especially when they're getting thrown up on the glass and you're a young kid, you're like, wow, this is cool. They're fighting. I mean, that was the most exciting part of it. Because the back and forth, trying to score a goal, I'm ADD, ADHD. I'm like shaking. Just somebody score. Someone hit that little black thing inside. But once the gloves come off, it's very exciting. The stands go nuts. But it was Kings, and this is like Luke Robitaille days. But not lately. We should definitely all go. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That would be great.
I probably haven't been since I was 14, you know? And that would be amazing. Kings, yeah. But, you know, I think T-Mobile Center would be a phenomenal place to watch a game.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Like,
I've yet to step inside.
Oh, I've been there a couple of times.
Yeah.
I was there for WWE multiple times, and it's a beautiful arena. I was at Allegiant Stadium. Raiders game. Yeah, dude, this was amazing. I actually filmed a commercial there for the Raiders where I was like a background extra because I was doing like a lot of film work at that time.
Cool.
And yeah, it was, but that stadium is like so state of the art, bro. Like, it's so, like, when you walk in that stadium, you're just like, I've never seen anything like, it's enormous. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. They call it the Death Star, Robert.
That's cool. Oh yeah.
Is it real technology based?
Yeah. It's beyond years of,
when,
like,
did they complete it?
It was done about a year and a half ago. And
yeah, right before COVID.
We got another one coming up here, Madison Square Garden, which is incredible to conceive that concept, that Madison Square Garden will be out here in Vegas now. And it's shaped like a globe. And you guys got to research this, people that are listening. And, you know, it has this HD monitor that is a globe, okay, on the outside of the building.
Oh, wow.
And it's going to play different, like, atmospheric type things and like just different vibes. This thing is going to be a monster. like Vegas is not fucking around. Like, be honest with you, like they're going hard now. And that's going to be a little bit off the strip, but it's already, the globe is already up. They don't, it's the screen's not up yet. Wow. But other than that, like that structure is pretty much done. The only problem with Allegiant Stadium is the parking. It's, they got to fix that. The parking's horrible.
Can you tram it in or anything like that? I heard the Mandalay was going to do something. I don't know if they ever did.
Yeah. They're working on that. They're working on transportation to get people in because, you know, it's in a weird spot. It's a beautiful stadium, but there's just not much parking. You know, it's like, it's not very convenient for, and dude, it seats what, 70,000 plus people?
Wow. We're going to put those cars.
Where are you going to put all those cars?
Unless you get under and do parking structures.
Yeah, man. Totally. But well,
whoever's controlling that parking is killing it.
So let's talk about killing it. Life Pack, definitely killing it. You guys are on fire lately. And I just love to hear that because I'm still rocking my Life Pack every day and it's keeping me sharp. It's probably some of the reasons why I'm so focused in training and whatnot. So what's going on? What's new with the company?
About to do a really exciting launch January 1st. Let's just call it in the music industry. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Just a lot of fun IPs and intellectual properties for those don't understand what that means. It's a lot of different projects and a lot of growth, and we're just excited. You know, we're seeing the opportunities of what hemp is doing and what it does for people. So being able to utilize our products and be able to help people is just, I mean, that's a blessing in its own.
Robert is being very modest about what we're actually doing. He, through his family and his relationships, we're able to launch with an enormous amount of ambassador base in the music industry from way back in the day. And these are products built by musicians for musicians. And we kind of have to leave it at that because, but it's, you know, the use of CBD in that market is, we're on the precipice of something really, really cool.
Yeah, I have to say this.
Coming to a town near you.
Okay.
In concert.
I love it. My wife noticed it. She's like, your ankle, it doesn't bother you anymore. And this is not an infomercial right now, guys. I'm just being honest testimony here is that I used to have really bad ankle problems and also joint complications in my hands and my wrist. I don't really have them anymore at all. I haven't had them in about a year. I've been taking Life Pack for now, like 2 years. And I got to be honest, this is no bullshit, guys. Like, I have not had problems with my wrists and my ankles. I would not be able to train at high altitude in Northern California like I did with my sensei and go on 8-mile hikes and climb fucking mountains if I had the issues I had before. It would not have happened. I would not That's be awesome. Able to box and drum and record records and be 42 years old and I feel like I'm in my 20s. Like, this is not bullshit. This is real. I don't have back pain anymore. I'm pretty much out of pain.
And that's awesome, man.
Yeah, dude. I take my pill in the morning, you know, and I take one at night. I take two a day. And it's really relieved me, man. I have to be honest.
You're keeping your body level too. You know, you're keeping your body at a nice dose where you understand it, your body understands it, and you can put your body through the rigorous, you know, turmoils of the day. And then, you know, you wake up, get your rest, wake up in the morning, do it all over again. It's amazing. Thank you, Johnny. We appreciate that.
No, absolutely. And also the roll-on is fantastic. So if you got to sprinkle a little extra, like what I like to do is I do the roll-on, I put it right on my wrist, like right on the joint connections of the hand, because a drummer and whatnot, and maybe too much waxing of the carrot from time to time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, that's good.
But for real, it really relaxes you. I wouldn't recommend putting it on the carrot because did that by mistake one time.
Yep.
Not what I've mentioned this before.
Are you being serious?
Yes, it happened. Okay.
Wow. So
it wasn't with the roll-on, it was with the gel that is similar to the roll-on, right? And I also have the cream, the nice hemp cream you put on your skin to make your skin look nice and all that kind of stuff.
Body butter.
Yep. Exactly. So I mistakenly took the gel and I put it on my balls. I'm going to be honest with you. And man, all right. It probably was healthy for the testicles,
yeah.
but it lit you up.
It lit me up, but it woke me up at the same time.
Yeah.
Everything still functioned properly the rest of the day. So, you know,
that's amazing.
The rest of the day is you're skipping to your next meeting. You're not even walking, you're skipping.
I had a problem. I went to the gym. I'm in the locker room, lacing up my whole body, my shoulders, put it all on. Then I rub in on my shoulders and my back. And then I'm like, oh, shit, let me go use the restroom. Hit the stall, use the restroom, wash my hands, got upstairs, didn't think anything of it. About 3 minutes in, starting to warm up on some core, everything on my lower half starts warming up and it starts feeling tingly. And that's when I realized that after applying on my body, I went and used the restroom, then washed my hands. It was a problem.
Yeah.
So I had to.
It's a systemic problem. You should wash the hands before you touch the balls.
Yeah. There you go. I like that.
We should always wash your fucking hands.
Of our packaging.
Caution.
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 Do not touch balls.
No vag or testicles.
Before and after ball bag touching.
Yeah.
No, oh my gosh. Real talk, man. Like, I'm working out 5-6 days a week on a good week, and I'm sore. You know, 42 years old, thinking I'm 22, about to get ready for this UFC fight. Like, wake up, Robert. You're not a UFC fighter. I don't care what I think I'm wearing or what I'm doing in the gym. My body takes a toll. And just like you, when you're training, the number one issue is inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
We're overworking our muscles. We're not allowing ourselves a proper amount of time for healing. We're not taking our branched chain amino acids, or at least enough. And that's the problem. So when I'm applying it on the next day, I have a torn rotator cuff and it's terrible, absolutely terrible. But what it allows me to do is really apply it onto my shoulders, on my deltoids, bring down any inflammation. And it just gives me enough of comfort to get through my workout and not injure myself.
Yeah.
And it's perfect. And at my age, I mean, I literally put it on my knees, my ankles. I feel like I'm 60 by the time I'm done my workout. I feel like I'm in my 20s.
That's how I feel. Yep.
I'm able to hold an 8% body fat and not be on a super clean diet. My sodium count's not there. I mean, it's so at least I'm able to work out to be able to burn enough calories to maintain that BMI. So it works for me. But I'm telling you, I think that it needs to be in every athletic bag.
Amen.
From our products to any quality CBD product out there. I'm all about our competitors. There's amazing products out there. I love ours. I know what we've created and what's in it. I see other people's products and I see what's stated what's in it. But unfortunately, not every single product is actually created based off of the ingredients listed. So that's why me and Jimmy always we're huge advocates to reading the certificate of analysis of any product you take from any CBD store or you know, vitamin shop. Just do your due diligence on all products that you're applying, even if you're not ingesting it, because you might be paying for snake oil and you're just losing money.
There's a ton of crap products out there. And when I found you guys and, you know, I was so thankful that I did, it was something beyond what I was experiencing with CBD in the past. And I actually, you know, grew hemp on a farm. Like, we all know the story, but, you know, and we were putting a good product out there when I was working for that company for a summer, and it was a nice summer job, at the right time it came through. But I gotta say this, that when I started taking your guys' stuff, the powder, like, it really just right away, there was an instant, like, relaxation. My focus was better. My joints got better. My will and strength got better, you know. And I gotta say, Robert, like, right now I'm looking at you, bro. Like, what's your weight at? You look fantastic, man.
Thank you.
149.
Yeah, I was gonna say you shrunk down a little bit too.
Yeah, I'm really lean. I'm trying to being able to burn the calories that I am on my cardio without burning my muscle. And that's a hard one because I got to keep, you know, a 180, 185 heart rate down to a 115 and just kind of overstimulate. I've been doing a lot of negative retention workouts that's allowing me to gain extra size as far as muscle mass.
Yeah, you look bigger up top. Yep.
Yeah, I'm definitely a lot wider, and my lat extreme lat pull-ups are helping as well. I'm incorporating a lot of calisthenics daily as well, and I'm not really focusing on one muscle group as most people do. You know, I'm doing back and tries, and then you know tries and whatever. You know, I'm trying to just do direct circuit training, so I'm trying to hit every single muscle in my body, and it tends to work. But I always tell everybody, you know, listen to your body. Know your body because it's your body, and people don't understand that. Don't listen to your trainer to an extent. You know, get the knowledge, understand what he's teaching you and what he's training you. Just like a nutritionist, they know you. They're looking at your blood panel and your survey that you did for them, but they don't exactly know how your metabolism works. And the metabolic system is really tricky because when I got my metabolism really rocking and rolling, and I take protein before I go to bed, and it allows a ton of water, and it allows my metabolism to keep going throughout the night.
Yep.
First thing when I wake up, I take some more protein, and then I think it's 4 to 6 grams of protein work for me. Jimmy could be maybe doing 7 to 9 grams of protein. It's really up to your body and your age, and you have to put it all in, you know, to consideration when you're building out your diet, not just I want to keep a low calorie diet. You need quality fats, omega-369. I mean, there's so much that comes into play, as well as deficiency in people's diets.
And not, you know,
getting into my nutrition side, like that's just what it's all about, the enzymes, the proteins, and being able to keep calcium. A lot of people say, don't drink milk. It's for cows. It's bad for you. It's everything in moderation because you need to be able to feed your body with the proper, you know.
Your body will let you know. And I tell people that all the time, like your body will tell you when it needs to rest. Your body will tell you when it's not feeling good. Your body will tell you when it feels strong and et cetera. And what works for certain people doesn't work for everyone. But at the same time, it's like, just be respectful to your body. And that's why we take CBD. That's why we exercise. And then people be like, well, you fight, you box. That's not being really respectful here for your body. It's a sport. It's a discipline. And it's a passion. You know, I think that it's great that you guys are targeting for athletes and musicians because, you know, Jimmy, we know that musicians and athletes, man, we break down our bodies constantly. And I happen to do both of them. And I mean, I at 40, I'm going to be 43 years old. I feel great. What was the genesis, Jimmy, if you don't mind me asking, of trying to target for athletes and musicians for the product? I think it's a great idea.
The genesis was, I mean, we kind of created this company with a couple tiers. We definitely wanted to help our family and, you know, immediate family and in those needs. But on the other side of the use of CBD and then reduction of inflammation, that alone, on the outside of reducing the anxiety, you know, related to your sport, that alone was really the genesis of why we wanted to create topical products for athletes and topical products and or ingestibles for musicians. So for us, and then obviously it's low hanging fruit for us. Robert and I are both athletes. And Robert's, you know, was a musician back in the day, and his family's, you know, part of the world renowned Sarzo group. So, you know, that's literally it. We just looked at how can we fill the void? And, you know, I mean, our families are, we're helping on one side, and then, you know, with the music stuff. I mean, we literally spoke to Robert's father and his uncle right away and said, what are your thoughts? And they're like, ding, 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 let's do this because, you know, they need it. Those are the guys telling us, those are our advisors saying, hey, you guys need this. And so that's it. We just jumped into it, but with both feet, put a lot of money into this. So yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I think it's great. And musicians, guitar players, you know, we have joint issues with fingers. I also play guitar and I also play drums. Hitting unyielding objects as a drummer is probably one of the hardest things to deal with. Again, it's hard. It's a hard lifestyle. And the more you do it, like carpal tunnel comes into play, joint issues come into play. you know, and we get broken down, man. Like, let's face facts. Like, you know, I know a lot of musicians that are in their 60s and 70s and they are struggling. And I tell them, like, take some Life Pack, take some CBD. Yep. Like, for real, like, it will help you. And they're like, well, am I going to get high? I'm like, no, you're not going to get high. You're going to feel really good. And after a couple of days, you're going to feel really excellent. And it's going to like add up to like also like we're talking a lot about a physical, mental.
Oh, yeah.
Focus.
Yeah, absolutely.
Clarity.
Less depression. Like, you're going to it's not going to put you in a crazy state. Like, I don't know if you guys ever saw the Kids in the Hall Brain Candy movie where they take a pill and they get like to their happiest place and everything in the world goes away. It's not going to be like that, but it's just going to reduce all the effects of stress in your life, like, tremendously. Yep. And if you're out of pain, guess what? Like, physical pain, you're going to be less stressed.
Yep.
That's just what it boils down to, you know, and you're going to feel great about yourself. And again, I can't appreciate you guys enough and your time and everything like that. And I got to go back to outer space for a moment because I'm a sci-fi person. I love the galaxy. I love the universe and all that kind of crazy stuff. I still can't believe they parachuted that far down. That's just how? How is that possible?
Yeah, how does that thing not let go? I mean, I'd be sitting there like, is this thing going to hold? I don't know.
I just don't understand this.
Yeah, it's crazy with the parachute thing. I think Life Pack Organics will be on that next parachute. Just our emblem.
What about two pictures of me and you?
The CBD brothers.
Yeah, we made it.
Hey, go Johnny, in your upcoming fight, I'm segueing here. In your upcoming fight, let us know. We're going to outfit you with some cool gear for your setup.
Warm-up.
Absolutely. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
I'll disclose all that
information very soon. I have, I think it might actually be a pro fight. It was originally.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I always fought amateur. And then something like came over me. I don't know what happened. Yeah. Oh, I can tell you what happened briefly. In April, I went trained at high altitude with my sensei in martial arts. Now, granted, this is a boxing event, but it gave me like confidence about something that I knew was inside me. And then I just kept rolling out, training, working with other people, boxing, doing all this type of stuff. Then I decided, you know, I'm going to do a fight. And I thought like amateur, because I always fought amateur. I'm like, why not do pro? You got connections to people, you know, you could get on an undercard of something and it's not even about the money. Yes, we all want to make money, but I'm like, I don't want to wear headgear. I want to fight. Yeah. I want to go in there and do my best. I still have it. I feel really great. Conditions being right, you know, opponent being right, you know, so I'll announce that, but it will be a pro fight. It will not be an amateur fight.
Can't wait.
I'm already thinking, all right, this box was going to go from this big. We're going to send Johnny a couple items. Now we're going to send you a bunch of items because if you're going pro with no headgear, you're going to...
No headgear, no brother. Like, I was like, I don't want it. And then my wife totally approved it. And I'm like, are you worried? She's like, not at all. I'm like, I love God it. It's you, fun. Man. And I'm only going to get better. I have a great trainer and I have a lot of great training to do from now until January. So... It's going to be a great time.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, man. Awesome. And Robert, I'm looking forward to you, man. Like, I can't wait till you unpack what you're doing eventually. I think it's great that we're all doing things. Like, this is what I love about things that we're all doing. We're all obviously older, but we don't act it. We don't look it. We look great. We're doing our things, man.
Yep.
You have one life to live. You have one life to live.
It's all mine.
That's right.
Yeah,
you got one life to live. You live it to the fullest, and that's what we're doing. And that's what Life Pack is all about: is making you have your best life. And I tell you what, I wouldn't be able to go in a ring and do with the things I've been doing over the past 6 to 8 months if I wasn't taking Life Pack for the past 2 years. I swear to you on that. That is not bullshit, people. That is real.
Good. Thank God we're recording that.
Yes, and the show will be up on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, everywhere, Google, YouTube within the next hour. We want you to definitely follow Life Pack Organics. Guys, if you can, Jimmy, roll out where we can find you guys.
Oh, www.lifepackorganics.com. Where our store is going to be opening up on December 1st here locally in the Southern California area, with more to roll out. Hopefully Vegas sometime soon, probably in the next 6 months to be a physical store. But www.com is the best way to go.
Like, guys, thank you so much. This was wonderful as always.
Love you, buddy.
I love you too. You guys be well. And everyone listening, I hope you have a great day.
Yep. Ciao. Thanks, buddy. Yeah.